want to be your own country? Go right ahead. And if Al-Qaeda comes in here and blows you up, we're not going to do anything about it. We're going to say, look, every other place in America is off limits to you except San Francisco. You want to blow up the Koi Tower? Go ahead.
I want to fucking hate you and fuck you and suck your tits.
Do you suck dicks?
Hi, I'm George Takei. You know me as Captain Ikaru Sulu on Star Trek. What are you doing on my ship? Reach over us, crank it up, nice and loud,
and listen to John and Scott on Total Talks Nonsense.
I'm so fucking into you. It's incredible.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, Scott.
Yes, John.
Podcast number 31, part one. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And you know, Scott, I got us listed now on podshow.com.
Podshow.
Podshow.
Yes, Podshow.
So you can actually get tunes off of there. And this song's called Analog. And you could get pod-safe music from bands that are unsigned or signed, and they just want their stuff on the radio or the internet. And these guys rock. I don't know the name of these. I know the name of the song. I don't know the name of the album, but I'll list it. I'll list it on Pod Show.
No,
you could look up our shows on there. But don't listen from there because it's... We sound like chipmunks.
You know, if you're in a hurry and you only have a certain amount of time to listen to fit our show in, you might want to go there.
Yeah, you only got like 10 seconds.
You could hear the whole show.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Because that's a flash problem.
No doubt.
No doubt.
It's flash. Flash.
All right, John, it's good to be back.
Yeah,
we're back. In the home studio.
Back in the home studio. Cranking it up. I got myself a nice... actually, I'm doing the Maker's Mark and Code Red, Diet Code Red.
Nice. I got the Linfrid Merlot open bottle from a week ago.
Excellent.
It's a little tart.
Little
but
salad dressing?
No doubt.
So, so we're coming off of Thanksgiving.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice. It was festive, warm, special.
Do you have a lot to be thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful I'm not an Indian.
Why is that?
They just would have... I would have been massacred and raped and pillaged and all that stuff.
When? Over Thanksgiving?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I never would have made it.
Oh,
Thanksgiving.
Not an Eastern
right,
Indian.
Right.
An American Indian. Okay.
Not Amil Abad Abu Dassas.
An American Indian.
Right.
Well, Christopher Columbus started that massacre.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the Italians' fault.
So do we got a clip here to play of your silliness?
Yeah, I thought we'd start out today's show with another evidence of my stupidity. And I'm collecting all these clips so we can put a promo together at some point. And my stupidity, probably your ratio to your stupidity.
Yeah.
But stupidity is about 5 to 1.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. It can't be that bad. Let's have a listen.
Fought off her father for a frantic 15 minutes. She ran from room to room in her family home on Saturday afternoon until he cornered her in a dingy bathroom, held her over
dingy.
The tub.
Did you say dingy bathroom?
I did say dingy. Hey, come on, this is serious.
Both of them need to be dealt with.
Oh, my God.
And that was a very serious story. And I said dingy instead of dingy. But, you know, John, I looked it up, and dinghy, there is a dinghy, and it's spelled the same way.
Right, right.
That's what happens when you don't pre-read. Well, John.
I like it.
right before I showed up, I took some stats. We got 102 votes, break another record.
I saw that.
We're 35 overall on podcastalley.com.
Alley, yeah.
And we're number 8 in comedy. Still, the 3 Chicago queer podcasts are in front of us. So I think we come out. Whoa, hey.
Sorry.
Why do you mess with this stuff while we're doing it?
Because I don't know. You're on top of the mic. You're away from the mic.
I thought everything was fine.
Yeah, but you're moving around or something. Because you're like way back here, and then all of a sudden you're up here. You know, just be professional.
I'll try.
Holy crap.
So,
go ahead.
Where was I?
You're talking about...
the queers. I say we come out of the closet and maybe we can compete with the other queers in Chicago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's easy enough. I mean... Yeah. Well, you know, I noticed we got a lot of male fans. Not too many female fans. What's up with that?
I think we have some female fans, but they just don't comment. They don't send us stuff.
No,
we get it here and there. You know, we got an Aaron signed up for the forum, but hasn't left a.
Right.
And we get some chick, some waitress in Washington D.C. allegedly was talking to some Finland guy about us.
Mui Kao,
and now he's a fan.
Well, I got an email from him. Have you been to his website?
I have not. I may have. What is it like?
It's an ex-con like. Website.
Oh, right. I couldn't figure that out for the life of me. I was at his website. I like to check out all our fans.
Yeah, run them through the background check.
See who's listening, who's not, you know.
Yeah. Well, I got an email from him.
Directly to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Excuse me?
What the hell was that? Oh, my God.
What did it say?
It says... It's to John at TotalTalkNonsense.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you are in the mood, drop us an email at either to Scott or TTN or John at TotalTalkNonsense.com. He says, "Hi, I have been writing nonsense for some time and cannot come close to the level of nonsense that you two have instilled into the spoken word. It is truly remarkable. I am happy to have uncovered you. And since my parole, you have added a dimension to my life that was not present before." In parentheses, he writes, "The ability to sit down at a computer and listen to you is a luxury because when I was inside, I could not sit down for anything. Such is the nature of incarceration." Scott, he says, "Please look at my admittedly fragmented and incomplete blog, which will soon be updated. I have been... a bit of a derelict in my ability to update the blog due to slight parole violation after a visit to a mink farm near Mount Pleasant, Iowa in mid-October."
Hmm.
And his website is www.zanga.com/muikow.
M-O-I-K-O-W.
Anyway, I believe we are kindred spirits apart from the predilection for opera and ferrets. These I must claim as my own. Keep up the ineptitude, Mui Kao Roach Killer.
Wow, a compliment of the highest order.
Yeah.
And Mui Kao, join the forum and post your website there so that I don't have to do it.
Good idea.
No doubt.
Well, I went to his website, and there's a thing about him right here. There's a picture of a sex offender from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and it's this guy with like a big green snot and some stitches on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent, or at least people don't understand how close a lonely man can become with his animals, especially members of the weasel family like ferrets. Ferrets. My parole officer, Mr. Welts, believes I should do something constructive. I suggested building a habitat for hundreds of nubile young ferrets, but he suggested rather strongly that I begin writing again. Although this is what got me in trouble in the first time, I have decided to get back into it. Getting back into it, when one refers to a recreation like writing, is more socially acceptable than if one says the same thing while holding a ferret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in one's own trousers. I didn't end that sentence too good. But anyways, you could read on from there. And
well, you know, it's always good to have an ex-con as a friend. You know, you might need some advice,
right?
Some point,
or we might need somebody to back us up or something. You know, take care of something for us,
right? Well, we got the weeders for that.
That's right. Give them a couple of beers,
nailed. Do just about anything,
yeah,
for a six pack. Hey, when's Brian coming in?
I don't know.
Well, John, let's get to comments. Got some new comments
on
Podcast Alley. Website. I love the show and would like to see the website, but the link is dead. What the fuck? That was submitted by Arrow Wolf.
That's right, man.
And yeah, we've always had the problem with Podcast Alley because I mistyped the website. I sent them a couple of emails, and you know where you can report an error, but they don't. They ignore me. So if you want to go to our website, it's www.totaltalknonsense.com. You can just type that in, or you can search for Mr. Shmooley on any search engine.
Right.
And it'll bring you to our website. Smools, S-M-U-L-E.
Yeah, it's like S-Mule.
So check that out, Arrow Wolf. Then we got this one. Hello there from Glendale, Arizona. Great show. You both are fan-effing-tastic. That was submitted by Erica M.
Oh, another Erica.
I wonder who that is.
Is it the same Erica?
Possibly.
Really?
Well, yeah. I haven't seen her in a week, so she may be in Arizona.
Oh, see.
All right, then
What's
we got our first answer to our No Child Left Behind quiz, John. Are you ready to play the question?
Where is it?
What?
The
Where's
question?
What? Well, it's on our website. But you should also have it because I prepped you before we went on air and told you we would be playing this clip, the No Child Left Behind.
Oh, you didn't give it to me, though.
Quiz question.
But you didn't tell me when we're going to be doing
it. I did not give it to you. I said
within
the first 5 minutes, we will be playing the No Child Left Behind question.
It's been 11 minutes.
Clip.
It's been 11 minutes.
And you're still not ready.
But you said five, and I had it, then I wasn't, you know, I didn't have it. I had it, but, you know.
He was the last of a dying breed that was conceived in the Middle Ages after St. Paul the Apostle had said, "Let women be silent in the churches." Here's what you need to answer. Name the breed and name the last one and the date that he died. All right, John.
Okay, did you say St. Paul the Apostle?
Yeah, whatever, the Apostle. So there's our No Child Left Behind quiz question. Now, to win, you have to submit an answer to podcastalley.com in the comment section.
Yeah.
And also, you have to forward your receipt to us that you were the one who submitted that answer.
Yeah.
And it is a three-part answer. I need the breed, I need the name of the guy, and I need the date that he died. Three parts.
All
right, so we got our first answer. It was submitted by Cornmeal. Cornmeal did not follow up and send me the receipt.
Oh.
Also, Cornmeal, you are incorrect.
Well, what was his answer?
His answer was Castrato. That's the breed. Alessandro Massimo. That's the person. And 1924.
So that's no good.
Well, there's a three-part question, right?
Yeah.
He hypothetically, he may have two parts right, he may have one part right, he may have no parts right. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to say that that's wrong.
Completely wrong.
Not completely wrong, but it's wrong.
Oh, so there is a possibility that some stuff is right.
There is that possibility that some stuff is right. So the first three to get that answer correct will receive a, what are we going to give them? We're going to give him some...
A fabulous prize.
A fabulous prize, but we told what the fabulous prize is going to be. It's going to be a memory stick.
Yeah.
USB memory stick. Right?
Right.
With all of our podcasts on the memory stick.
Oh. I don't remember that.
Fabulous prize.
I thought it was like a DVD or something.
No, we thought that the DVD of the Cartman, what is that, South Park?
Yeah.
Where they did... Where they did Scientology would be a good one. But that's not going to be out for a while.
You don't give a shit!
Oh, one thing I noticed about...
You cocksucker!
Because I did listen to this podcast, because we did it in your home studio.
Yeah.
I noticed that I'm sounding much more like a fag. And I think that's because it's much clearer, the recording.
Well, how do you want to sound?
I can't mask my
crank you up or something?
Latent homosexuality.
No, I thought you sound fine.
Well, you know, when we first started podcasting, I complained that I sound like a fag all the time. And then I must have worked on it. I was much more macho.
Should I give you more
bass? As the
shows
went on. But now, I listen to it again, and it's so crystal clear that my latent homosexuality comes through. So I'll have to work on that.
I added some bass to your voice to give you some
timbre.
Yeah, I need to bring my regular mic because this AKG mic I'm using is not cutting it. It's more for cymbals and stuff like that, not for vocals.
Right, you got to get that regular mic, man.
Yeah, got to get my vocal
mic. Two more comments, and they're both from Errol Wolf. So I don't know, maybe you can leave an unlimited number of comments on Podcast Alley in a given month.
Oh, can you?
I don't know, because he has another comment.
Well,
awesome
maybe,
show.
Maybe as a way to change his IP address, or he's doing it from a different PC.
Well, that wouldn't matter because they match your email address and your IP address.
Right.
And either one, if either one has been submitted before, they reject
you.
He's
tricked it.
Right. So he says, awesome show. Keep up the good work, idiots. That was by Errol Wolf again. Then he has another one, John. Good show. I like the show, and the guys are hilarious. Submitted by Errol Wolf.
Nice. Excuse me. What the hell was that?
So, Errol Wolf.
You're not farting in my house, are you?
The commenting.
You nasty bastard.
Get involved with the forum, my man. All right, then let's move on to the forum. I got this one forum, and it's, I guess it was directed at me. And this is somebody we haven't heard from in a long time. I was wondering about him actually over Thanksgiving. Sitting down at Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for this.
For Sever Me.
But I wonder about Sever Me. I haven't heard from him in a while. Sever Me. Spike. So there's this forum entry. Hey, Scott, Spike here.
Which fucking cockiest!
That's Sever Me. I've been so busy working on my own podcast that I haven't been too active on the forum. I still listen to every damn show, though. But from one video guy to another, check out the last two that I did. And he leaves links to his last two videos, which I watched. Did you watch these?
Lucky dick.
Yeah, I did.
Now, I made the mistake of watching the second one first.
Oh.
I think you need to watch the first one and then watch the second
one.
Yes. Okay, so...
That's what I did.
When I watched... I'm going to talk about the first one first.
Wait, the first one you watched or the first one in the order that was sent to you?
Their first video. Not in the order. It's second in order, but it's their first video.
Okay.
And it was their Halloween special.
Holy shit, already.
And I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, it was cool.
And was that Spike playing the bad guy?
Yes.
And then he was filming, too? Who was filming?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming I'm assuming Spike did the editing as well.
Well, since that was his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, I'm assuming, yeah. I don't think somebody else was doing it because she was nude in some parts.
I think somebody else was doing it because, here's why I'm saying because they are not girlfriend and boyfriend. They're just friends.
How do you know?
Because I listen to their podcast.
Oh.
I'm only on episode one, but they have like 10 episodes maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to subscribe to it. And the only reason I listen is because they mention us sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's all about
me. I appreciate that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
I think it is.
It is, yeah. Usually.
Right. So I love the first video, but I did, you know, I can't help myself. I have a minor criticism. I think he should have kept Rachel in the shower. I think he should have kept her in the shower.
Yeah.
The whole time. And done like a...
it's Hitchcockian.
A campy psycho thing. But with the water running, you know?
No, I think you're wrong, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the scary part where the pig-faced dude is standing down the hallway when she walks across the hall.
Oh, right. Right.
See,
and then she
you're
starts.
You're not very observant.
She starts to run away.
No, she doesn't run away.
What does she do? Dummy. Run at him?
No. She just walks across the hall from the from the bathroom to the bedroom. You see him, and the music, it intensifies. It's like, da-da-da.
Right.
And you're like, okay. That's where you go, oh, shit, man, he's in the house.
Then she should have jumped right in the shower. That's what
no,
I think.
No, Jesus Christ. She's out of the shower. Now she's
all right,
putting
yeah.
on the thong and the bra.
No doubt.
Oh, my God.
That's
hot. You
didn't
fucking see it. You're not even washing your...
I did see it.
I got a minor criticism here. I want to see more shower action.
And then...
You wanted to see a man in a shower is all you
but
wanted.
But I watched the second one first, and I was the whole time I'm watching, I was thinking, okay, here's the angle. They're going to get that chick drunk, right? They're going to get her drunk trying all these things, and then they're going to do something to her. But that didn't happen. So then I watched the first one. And then I got into it. Then I went to the website and I read a little bit about it. Then I downloaded the podcast. So I'll be listening to their podcast. I'm only on the first one right now. But I would love to invite Spike and Rachel to be a guest if they're ever in Chicago.
Chicago.
And if they would like to be a guest on our show.
Why are we distorting, man?
I don't know.
I don't have it dialed in, I guess.
So Spike says, I expect to see some video casts from you guys soon, and his two video casts have inspired me, John. I think we should put some a Christmas video cast together, and I have an idea.
Like a Christmas orgy video cast?
Yeah. Well, I think you, I can get you a Santa suit, and I have this idea.
Wait a minute. Now what are you talking now?
It's difficult to talk when the levels... are going up and down and up and down.
What do you mean?
What's going on in that room? Oops. Now I got to back away from the mic.
Oh, wrong button. Sorry. I just heard a little distortion, man. I'm trying to fix it. We're limiting to the max here.
Well, can't we do that before we push the record button?
Yeah, we could.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I would love that.
You're such a professional.
By the way,
yeah, whatever.
Your podcast is one of the very few Rachel actually digs.
Wow. Hey,
she
thanks,
digs
Rach.
Us, man. No doubt. And I dig her.
I appreciate that.
All right.
So that's another chick fan. So we have Erica M.
Aaron.
This
waitress in D.C.
Right. And Rach. Rachel.
And Rach, no doubt.
I like that name. That's a cool name. And she's pretty hot.
And
somebody did check it out, I believe, who was it?
Check what out?
They checked out her.
Oh, on the forum? You're going to the forum?
Yeah, let me look at the forum real quick.
I think it was Mad Dog Mike checked it out. Mad Dog Mike.
Right.
All right, well, I have an idea for a Christmas-themed video. It's only about a two-minute video. I'll get that scripted. I'll get that out to you. See if you're interested.
Mad Dog Mike says, this gets fucking better and better each time. Rachel is hot. That's Mad Dog Mike.
No doubt. We should put a poll up there. Who's hotter, Erica or Rachel? Hey, for my video, we need a really hot chick. Can you get one of those? Can you line that up?
Let me cruise down to the local hot chick store and pick one up.
Because we're going to need a hot chick that, not nudity, but... you know, bikini for my video Christmas special.
You had one, but you scared her off, or maybe
who's
Mr.
that?
Shmooley killed her.
Oh, you mean, from the
what was
first
her name?
Video? I forget.
Yeah. Why don't you, did you post that video ever?
I didn't.
See?
I'll do it.
Put that video up there for Spike.
All right, John, we got some
maybe
other...
we could hook up like a big project with Spike. A real short film.
A real short?
Real short.
So
like a 20-minute.
What we do is we script stuff and we send it to him to do the Rachel stuff because he's already got a hot chick.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's a good idea.
And we blue screen it so then we can put ourselves in there jerking off or something. I like it. I like your thinking.
You monkey.
All right, well, Spike, I'm going to listen to your podcast, and I'll probably comment on those in upcoming shows. Got this other comment. I'm sorry, we're in the forum. Paulie B. checking in. Paulie B. says, Thanks for another great mention this week. By the way, I like your new theme tune. Sounds a bit like ours, you fucking wankers.
What new theme tune?
Part 30, you started to play oh. Your work in progress of the new Total Talk Nonsense theme song.
I did?
Yeah. Then he also comments about episode 29. All three parts of this one were great. Now we'll be taking them apart piece by piece on next week's Punky, which, thanks to you knobheads, is getting longer by the week. You cunts.
Cats.
Right. And I did listen to their latest podcast, which was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
But there's a Punky clip, if you want to play that, from their latest podcast. And, of course, they mention us because we are Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
You are so vain, man.
All right, it's all about me. God. It's all about me.
Tell me why everyone in the world should download or subscribe to Total Talking Bollocks. What's it called? Talking
Total
Bollocks.
Nonsense.
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yep.
Radio. See, that's it, innit? I just want to call it Talking Bollocks.
Yeah.
Total Talk Nonsense Radio.
Yes.
You've had a listen to it and you really like it, don't you?
It's really good.
It's really good.
We've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently because we've been pouring ourselves across the nation and across the international waters. And one of the ones that stood out is TotalTalkNonsense.com. Two guys...
See, they're going to hate you saying that because you just went, Total Talk Nonsense. They know.
Yeah.
Total Talk Nonsense!
You know what? I have a feeling they might get me back. At some point in the fucking future.
Well, the thing is, I have a feeling they might already have got you back.
Oh.
We don't know yet, do we?
Oh, that's true.
This is mysterious.
Because this is the past in our emergency podcast.
This is the future past.
But basically...
As it's become known.
They do three podcasts. That's about 2.5 hours worth of just...
Bloody hell.
Basically talking nonsense, but it's really funny. And some parts remind me of the rants of Bill Hicks.
Oh, really?
So that's always a good bonus. So if you like Bill Hicks and American humour...
You can find them at podcastalley.com.
Podcastalley.com. Just search for Total Talk Nonsense. Or just go to TotalTalkNonsense.com. And download the shows and subscribe. I think they're on iTunes as well. Posh bastards.
Posh bastards.
Posh buggers.
If you're listening, you're cunts.
If you're listening, I'm not a fucking push parrot. I like women.
You cunt.
I like women.
And always, we always recommend that our fans check out Punky.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because it's...
they
rocks.
Rock. Yeah.
Totally. And I was so inspired by Punky. That I went out and I looked up the top 10 British people of all time.
Wait.
Are you ready?
Top 10 British people. Okay,
top
I'm ready.
Top 10 British people. This was a poll and they were selected by their peers. In other words, other Britons. Britainers.
Brits.
Brits. Elected.
All right.
The top 10. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number 10, Keith Richards, Rolling Stone. Number 9, Horatio Nelson. That was the first Viscount Nelson, John.
Horatio.
He was a naval commander. Number 8, John Lennon. Number 7, Queen Elizabeth I. Number 6, Sir Isaac Newton. He's a physicist. Did you know that, John?
I did.
Number 5, William Shakespeare.
William,
I think he's a writer,
William
but I'm not sure.
I thought he was in Star Trek, wasn't he?
Number 4, Charles Darwin. One of our favorite people.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Number 3, Princess Diana, Prince of Wales.
I love the princess.
The first wife of H.R.H. Charles. Prince of
Charles,
Wales.
Charles in charge.
And the mother of
H.R.H. Charles.
Princess William and Harry of Wales.
That's nice.
Number 2, check this out. Number 2, Pauly B. Edwards. Punky DJ and podcaster, creator of Punky, with Butch Tony, also the fudge pirate.
Shut up.
Yeah, number 2.
Is that really in there?
No doubt. It's right here. Number 1, Sir Winston Churchill.
Wow.
So Pauly B,
that's
number
sweet.
2 on the all-time Britons. He's ahead of John Lennon, which is kind of cool, I guess.
Wow.
And there you have
that's
it.
That's fan-fucking-tastic.
Fan-effing-tastic, John.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
One last forum entry from Mad Dog Mike.
It's not a cult. It's a Kent.
He says, Erica, we need some more pictures of you. Be a good sport and put some up. I love the others. Decorate them massive fun bags with some Christmas decor. Nice and festive. So I'll talk to
Can we
Erica
get her to
about
do that?
That.
Can we get her to do that?
I'll try. You know, I'll see what's going on.
Maybe I should talk to her because you seem to screw shit up.
And I got to give a shout out to King Heedley 69. I loved his latest post, even though I didn't bring it in. and his buddies El Jeffo and Drunk Midget, although Drunk Midget has not posted yet on our forum.
Yeah, he did.
Did he? Drunk Midget?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I'll tell you in a second.
All right, tell me in a second.
Let me get the forum up here. King Heedley said...
No, we know what King Heedley said. Drunk Midget.
You didn't bring
what
it in.
What did Drunk Midget say?
I'm going to read what King Heedley said because you said...
I didn't bring it in because I didn't think it was interesting enough. Now, if people want to go read it, that's fine.
I don't understand it, and I wanted you to explain it to me.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, read it, and I will explain.
Yes, 'twas I that had got blitzed out of my effing mind and danced around a fire that me and my loyal comrades, El Jeffo and Drunk Midget, had built. At around, oh, say, 4:18, they left to go get barbecue chips, only to leave me alone by the fire. It was getting hot, so I decided to take my clothes off. I mean, who wouldn't? That fire was getting hot. At around 4:20 or so, which is 2 minutes later, the guard door ran... Wait, so the guard dude, D-O-O-D,
dude.
Ran into the elevator and put the fire out. He then proceeded to beat me over the body with the fire extinguisher. That's why I refused to cooperate. The reason for the yelling, however, I cannot explain, but I have an idea why. When they asked me who I was, I could not remember my own name, but only the forum name because I was beaten so severely. But in the end, no harm done. Nothing a couple of hours of community service can't fix, right?
Right.
And King Heedley production.
And you want me to explain that to you?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's, you know, and he says, episode 30, part 3, Phil McCracken news report follow-up.
Right. Now, if you listen to Phil when he comes in and gives the news, or if you listen to the podcast afterwards, you would know that Phil told a story about King Heedley.
Oh.
The guy who lit a fire in an elevator was running around naked when the police came and arrived.
I don't listen to that crap.
They beat him up with a fire extinguisher, and all he could shout was, King Heedley, 69, King Heedley, 69. Phil told that story rather eloquently, and I will drop it in post-production so everybody can hear. A naked man arrested after elevator
naked
fire.
Man.
A naked man warming himself by a fire set in a downtown Bellevue elevator is reportedly under observation at a hospital. The King County Journal reported security officers found a 22-year-old man in an elevator at the same newly opened Western Motel about 4:20 a.m. Sunday. One of the guards who responded to the fire alarm found the man naked and dancing around the flames. The guard grabbed the fire extinguisher and put out the fire. The naked man refused to cooperate and was taken to Overlake Hospital because medics believe he was under the influence of drugs.
Wow.
The naked man kept screaming, I'm King Heedley, you bloody twat! TTN forever! Well, so King Heedley, we hope you get out of that situation. And makes sense of what you just said. So, next time we do a podcast, why don't you try listening?
Well, I'm there.
That would be a good idea.
I'm there usually, so why do I need to listen to it? What are you talking about, man? I know what I'm doing. I'm usually really hammered, so I forget a lot of stuff. And I'm old.
Right.
Damn you.
So, just to summarize our forum entries, Spike, if you're ever in Chicago, let us know. You can come and be a guest. Paulie B, Punky. Love the Punky. And Mad Dog Mike. John, do you want to follow up with Erica and negotiate those fun bag Christmas decor terms?
Sure.
And I'll stay out of that.
Drunk Midget says, King Heedley and El Jeffo, I made a name. I think you probably know who Drunk Midget is, but yeah, that's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's really not contributing. He's just giving a shout out to El Jeffo and King Heedley.
Yeah. So, yeah, cool.
So I look forward to Drunk Midget's contributions.
I like King Heedley's. He wants to lick you.
Of course he does.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
Who wouldn't want to lick you?
Everybody does.
You're lickable.
You look at me and I look like a popsicle. You wanna lick me.
Bald-headed bomb pop.
Right.
That's nice. That's out of sight.
All right, John, while I was out at the Chicago Sun-Times website, and every year, a columnist, Robert Feeder. Are you familiar with this columnist?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
He comes up with the turkeys of the year right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And he came up with some turkeys, and I highlighted a couple, and I brought them in.
What do you got?
Actually, no, I take that back. Robert Feeder just reported on Roy Leonard's turkeys of the year. So Roy Leonard does them on his broadcast.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Robert Feeder writes them down and publishes them. So this is Roy Leonard's turkeys of the year. Java Joel Murphy, evening personality at 103.5, was fired for telling a joke about adopting, quote, three black kids and taking them to the zoo to see where they came from. He later apologized for crossing the line, John.
Ooh.
Fuck face. Turkey number two. So that's why they call it the killer bee, also known as B96. Michelle Candy Gomez, overnight personality at the killer bee, was arrested for allegedly stabbing her boyfriend at her home. Her bosses found out when she didn't show up for work in the next night.
Oh, man.
Turkey number three. Brian Haddad, known on the air as Sludge, John. Did you know of Sludge?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Left a secure gig after 6 years at WKQX to host mornings at the Rival Rocker.
Cock push-ups?
WZZN 94.7.
The Zin.
6 months later, he was flushed away in a format change at The Zone.
What happened?
They went to the oldies.
94.7, yeah.
They're an oldies station now.
Aye, they suck. God, do I hate that. Effing
cock push-ups?
Next, turkeys.
You fucking shit!
Two staffers from Pete McMurray's Midday Show were arrested and charged with criminal trespass for banging on the hotel rooms of Los Angeles Angels players who were trying to sleep before the American League Championship Series opener against the White Sox. Terry Harden, vice president and general manager of the station, said he thought that the bit by Ryan Mender and Carl Clockers.
I thought it was Bender.
Was funny.
It's Mender. Ryan Mender.
And John, the last turkey of the year.
What's that there,
somebody
Scotters?
We've talked about before.
Who's that?
Declaring Chicago is the best radio market in the world, Kevin Matthews turned down a contract renewal offer as midday personality for $600,000 a year. After 6 months idle, he landed back where his career started. In Grand Rapids, Michigan.
What a dumbass. Fucker, you fucking bitch!
You fucking
stupid
dick
ass.
Fucking
cock ass! Cocksucker! Fuck you!
Well, John, I got a lot of celebrity news. What do you got? You got anything?
Celebrity-wise? I didn't bring it, but Federline,
yeah. Britney Spears.
And Britney are on the cover of the recent People magazine.
Yeah, I thought she wasn't going to sell pictures of her.
She's a whack.
Her spawn, Cletus Lee. But she's there on People. Did you see Federline's hairdo?
Yeah.
He's got the little cornrows like a Negro.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. Who knows?
That's so fucked up. Yeah, that's in there. And there's an article in there about Tom Cruise buying one of those ultrasound systems so he can, you know, look at his new baby whenever he wants.
I have that article.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, see? Scooped again.
Paging Dr. Cruz. Dr. Tom Cruise.
What's that noise, man?
You're wanted in obstetrics. Yes, it seems that the future baby daddy, whose medical background rivals that of Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, and Dr. Howard, is closely monitoring his spawn's development. I brought the sonogram machine, Cruz reveals to Barbara Walters on her 10 Most Fascinating People of 2005 special. I'm going to donate it to the hospital when we're done. How did Tom Cruise, when he's spending some time in the South or what?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Where'd you get that?
Queries a confused Walters. Wait for this one. Wait, you are going to do your own sonogram? How's that for Barbara Walters? Yes, laughs Tom.
Respect. The cock.
Unfortunately, Babs missed the obvious follow-up.
Hey,
namely, what on earth compelled you to spend $15,000 to $200,000 on your own machine personal sonogram.
Big-titted married.
When there are actual doctor's offices out there.
That's
Tom.
Big fat fucking.
It's got to be the worst Barbara Walters impression history of the world.
It's Baba Wawa's.
Barbara Wawa. Cruz's rep.
You have to talk like this. I am Baba
no
Wawa's.
Comment. Cruz's rep. No comment.
Listen up.
Tom says that he and Katie,
quiet,
who is said to be about 5 or 6 months along, still don't know what they're having.
Suck my big fat fucking sausage!
No, I don't, Barbara. I would tell you, assures the toothy actor. I would say, I know if it's a boy or a girl, and I'm not telling you. When asked what he sees on the sonogram, Cruz replies, a little baby.
I'm so sorry.
Also discussed in the sit-down is whether Kate, will have a so-called silent birth, a Scientology-approved method in which the mom purportedly has to keep mum during labor. Well, like anything, Barbara, you want to be as quiet as possible, explains the L. Ron Hubbard-loving star. There have been misinterpretations that the women can't make any noise, and that's just not true. It's nutty. No, but just calm and quiet. I want Kate to be as comfortable as possible, and whatever she's going to go through, she's going to go through. And I'm going to be there, Barbara. Because when you're looking for the calm and quiet, you want a guy like me around.
Wait, whose voice are you doing?
That's Tom Cruise.
Oh, I thought you were doing Katie again.
Cruise maintains that he will forever be jumping on couches. All men should celebrate their women.
You're mixing your puppets up, man.
We are going to get married next summer or early fall.
Early fall.
Says the suddenly pokey Cruz.
Yeah, when the baby comes out black.
We don't have a date set yet.
And Chinese.
So there, Barbara.
Baby's going to come out looking like Christian Bale or what's his name? Batman. Going to look like Batman. All right, we'll be back with part two.
Oh, we will.
It's, yeah, it's just a click away.
All right, just a click away, part two.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.